Well, I believe the Lieutenant Governor's office has been underserved for a very long time. It's a great position to help people, especially constituents who are struggling with getting information out of state government. My sister's a perfect example. She spent 30 hours with Vermont Health Connect trying to get her insurance pushed back on my parents since she's attending grad school. I've heard stories now that I've been running, people who have gotten Medicaid checks back who haven't been able to return them to the state. They were overpaid, and no one's taking accountability. So Lieutenant Governor's office is a great spot to help those people, but also it's a great spot to help legislatures pass policy that can help the state move forward and get out of the unsustainable economic cycle we're in.
You have started fundraising for your campaign at a time that some people feel is a bit early, although you're not the only one that's fundraising. Why was it so important to really gear up and start the fundraising a year and a half ahead of time?
Well, a Democrat hasn't won this seat since 2000. It's important that not just to build a campaign that can win at the polls, but that can actually be used to pass progressive policy. And it takes time to build a grassroots campaign. I've never held elected office. I don't have an infrastructure built in. I have to build that. And it just takes time. And it takes money. So the earlier I got in, the more people I can sit down with one-on-one, the more town meetings I can go to, the more people I can have a conversation with about where Vermont needs to go.
Name recognition. Are you worried about that at all?
No, not at all. I mean, that's why I got in this early. It takes time to go around and talk to people and to share your message. So a year from now when the primary happens, or a year and 2 months when we get to the general election, people are going to have had a conversation with me. I'm going to go door to door. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to go to farmers markets. So I'm going to make sure that I get out there and meet people and have a conversation, not have to rely on TV ads or radio to get out my message.
You've talked about the healthcare situation. That's obviously going to be a focus of your campaign. Is it the focus of your campaign?
No, the big focus is economics. We're facing a budget shortfall next year. We had one this year, and we're having to make tough choices. And I believe that a big piece of that is infrastructure. 80% of Vermonters don't have what the FCC defines as broadband internet, and it's almost impossible to convince an employer to stay here. We had to open up a second office, my family firm did, in Burlington because we couldn't run our company from our hometown of Marlboro. The internet wasn't reliable enough. It's not fast enough. I believe that's really holding back our economic growth. As I said, second worst in the country. The third is Arkansas at 59. We're at 80. It's a big gap between us and everyone else.
You're obviously not running for governor, but the current governor is a Democrat. What's your assessment of his term?
Well, I think it's been a disappointment. We haven't gotten done what we've needed to do. We're one of the few states that has a Democratic state house and a Democratic state senate and the ability to have a Democratic governor. We should be passing progressive policy that raises all boats. And I don't think we've done a very good job of that in the last 6 years.
We also don't know all of the people who may run for governor at this point. Do you have any preferred candidates that you would like to see run for governor that you feel would align with what you believe should be done with the state?
Well, as we said, we don't know who's going to run yet. But I think candidates are talking about economic growth sustainably in the state to help us fund our progressive policies. That's who I would support.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor candidate Brandon Riker is the managing director of a Vermont-based commodities trading firm focused on agricultural products. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.